Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Good evening, Dons and Divas. Welcome to another episode of GQ Palace Radio Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. I'm one of the hosts, T.
Hey, T. This is Ray.
Hey.
Hey, Ray. This is Kelly.
Hey.
What's up, Divas?
Lovely.
How was everybody's Christmas?
Oh, my Christmas was good. It was good.
I can't believe it. Well, you know, like I said, hey, I was blessed to see it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's the main thing. So, you know, we going to handle this, you know. And I hope everybody had a blessed and safe Christmas, you know, because so many of us didn't make it, so... You know, being blessed to see another one is a good thing.
Exactly. I'm definitely grateful.
So, what y'all ladies got good tonight?
Mm. Shelly, what you got good tonight, lady?
What I got good? the topic
this
evening is.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear me?
No, I hear some music in the background. Somebody's jamming.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what's good? You say?
Oh, well, the topic. Yeah, you guys can hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the topic of this evening is, do you think a relationship can last if the sex is bad? What's your girl say?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Wow. Well, now, I think that would depend on the individual, but my thing is, you know, how long have you been in this relationship as
right.
well?
Uh-huh.
You know, so that could go in a few different ways.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, you know, if I love that person, I'm going to try to spice it up some kind of way.
Right.
You know, because that's not the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
some people will start tipping if it's not up to their standards of what they used to.
That's true. That's true.
You know,
that's my
thing on it.
Right.
Mm. Wow. my take on it is, yes, we could try to spice it up a little bit, but I'm the type I like honesty, so I will definitely be honest about it and let my mate know, you know, there's
of course
a bit of an issue here, so we need to do something about it. But, you know, of course sex isn't the only, you know, important thing in you know, in a relationship. It is an element. It is important. So it's not the only important thing. But it definitely
right.
definitely needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
Right.
I can go with that, too, because, you know, like, if you're a couple, those are things
mm-hmm.
you should be able to talk about.
Uh-huh.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing is, you know, why are you going to wait a year, month, whatever,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, tell me, you know, well, your sex is not up to par. We can't do this.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So... What about you, Shelly?
Me personally, I'm going to say yes.
Uh-huh.
Because there's other things to a relationship besides sex. I believe sex does help out a whole lot. But
right.
I think if you have everything else going on, like the love, the trust, the communication, you know, the you know, going out doing things together, I think you could work on the sex part. However,
mm-hmm.
once the love is gone,
mm-hmm.
I don't think you can come back from that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because everything else would be out the window.
That's
mm-hmm.
true.
Now,
that is my take on it.
There are some relationships that, you know, that there is no sex because, you know, either they're waiting for marriage or they're, you know, saving it for that moment or whatever.
Right.
So, you know, that I understand, but as far as the sex being bad. Well, anyway, we had Elijah on the line. Or, yeah, Elijah. Let's see what he has to say. Elijah, are you there?
What's up, Elijah?
Hey, Elijah.
How was your Christmas?
So, Merry Christmas, everybody, and early Happy New Year. So you say if the sex is no good, do you stay in the relationship? What's the question? Repeat it one more time.
Shelly,
running by him, Shelly.
I can't hear.
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Okay, in a relationship, if the sex is bad, do you think the relationship can last?
Well,
Elijah?
I mean, I would probably actually say no, because sex, it depends on the individual, but for the most part, sex is an important component to a relationship. So if either party is not being satisfied, the chances increase that they're going to look outside a relationship to get satisfied, you know, whether it's the man or woman. So therefore, once you start looking outside of the relationship to get the sex that's good, the relationship is done. But if two people are willing to stay together and have bad sex, anything is possible. That is quite highly unlikely, because I know my guys, and I know our brothers got high sex drives. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's just a big component to a relationship. So
yeah, well, it is.
Especially for a female, because if you ain't doing it right, she gonna kick you off, and she ain't fucking with you. So, I mean,
that's a good take. I mean, you know, and Shelly, I want to just get back on what you were saying about, you know, to some people that say themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we talked about this before. It may not have been on our show, but the show period.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are doing that now? You know, waiting.
Right.
Because you already know if you're going to give it up or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, what if you give it up? You give it up, and you realize, you know what? This is too good. We're gonna stop for now and hold off as long as we can. I've been
waiting. Well, it's too late.
It's too late.
Especially if it's good, then the question is, are you two gonna be together and you keep getting the goodies? Good the first time, the first few times, and then it turned out to be shit. Then what?
This is true. Right.
So that's why I'm saying it depends on the individual too.
Right.
But I don't know too many people gonna deal with, as Elijah say, that bad sex.
I don't know. I'm going to say I don't know. I know a few. Myself, I can do it, but I know some people that deal with it. I believe they're getting theirs on the side, though.
Wow.
And I mean, once you get to that stage, why stick around? Why, I mean, you know what I'm saying? As opposed to being unfaithful,
right,
and risking the chance of bringing some shit home back to your man.
Right,
that's
what it is.
What if
everything
else falls in place?
And move on. It don't make sense to cheat. Just leave and go get.
That's true. I agree with you on that.
But listen, though, why? I mean, I haven't done this, but I know couples that everything else is totally fine, but the sex is just, you know, not all bad.
Yeah.
Everything else is perfect.
They still have love there. They still have love there. Once the love is gone and everything else is out the door, trust me, I know.
Okay, I know about love.
I ain't trying to hog the show, but I just totally missed a big point, though. Sometimes you gotta teach them. You gotta teach your brother. Sometimes they don't.
That's true.
So I mean, sometimes you gotta teach them, and then if they're unteachable and it's still bad, then I mean that's another whole ball game. But sometimes you gotta tell a nigga where the spot is at. Where to hit it?
Viagra. Give
it
some Viagra.
Oh Lord. But unteachable.
No, you know? So I mean, before you totally. Try to teach him a little something.
But wait a minute. To move your hips shouldn't have to be a whole lot of teaching. Now, if you're talking about getting down and dirty, well, I mean, that ain't dirty, but the oral sex, yeah, you might have to teach him there. But now to just get with it, come on now.
Well, you know what? Some do that. I disagree, because watch this. Most guys, listen, I mean, look, I ain't going to say most guys, but you got some dudes who's okay with that. Get on top, hump, 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 hump. But girls don't like that, but most females don't like that. They want to be finessed a little bit, caressed a little bit. They want you to hit the left, hit the right. They don't just want you going up and down, in and out, in and out.
That missionary.
That.
Missionary
sex. I mean, you don't need a nigga for that. You might as well get you a nigga for that. You know? They want to just jump on top, don't warm it up or nothing. Look, you can find a dude.
Oh, no, we got to do some foreplaying.
Yeah, you know.
We got to do the foreplay.
It's an art to that. It's a fine art.
I mean, seriously, ain't no hump, just humping up and down, huh? Yeah, because you got females that, you know, they want to ride it and get it from the side and, yeah, doggy. I mean, there's numerous of ways that missionary, that ain't going to get it all the time. You're right about that.
That's true.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah. Wow.
But, Dons and Divas, the lines are lit up, and it's hot in here. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 if you want to get in on this hot topic with the Diva Squad and Elijah right now. Or just kick your feet up and take the ride, because we about to go in.
Bye.
Ow.
While we waiting, we're gonna go to our first song by Chris Brown featuring Kevin MC Call.
Cause I like my woman tall. You gotta have my mind. You're hotter than a sauna. I wanna put them clothes up your body like a banana. The only reason I dress you in that designer is to get you out that Dolce and Gabbana. I throw this money up, she watch it all fall. Put that thing up. Anything you want, and baby, you can have it all. Starting with my last name, now they call you Mr. Fall.
I just want to see you strip. Wow.
Oh.
That was nice. I liked that.
Me too.
Yes,
so Elijah, are you still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Well, we have Selena on the phone lines now.
Oh.
Selena, are you there?
Hello, ladies. How are you?
Happy
and gentlemen.
Holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays, ladies and gentlemen.
How was your mom?
I'm sorry?
That's
how,
what
was your, how was your holiday?
My holiday was good, actually. I'm glad it's over, though.
That's right.
Just looking forward to New Year's, actually.
There you go.
Audio Galena's house.
Go.
There is a party at my house, as usual.
You know I want to go, right?
The New Year's
Shelly, I would love for you to come, Shelly.
You know I want to go bad.
I know you do. I would love to have you here.
You're going to see me soon.
Okay, good. I didn't even hear the topic for tonight.
Shelly?
I was experiencing technical difficulties.
She wanted to hear the topic.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Do you think a relationship can last if the sex is bad?
Whoa. I should have called into this one. Oh, man. Damn, I should have had some time to think about this one. I would have to say yes until the other partner gets caught cheating.
Oh, okay.
Wow, that sounds good.
Or if they don't, then absolutely, yes.
Okay.
That's my personal opinion. Don't judge me.
Let me
just elaborate. I just say that because I'm a very sexual person, and I want what I want, I need what I need, and if that's not being met, then it's going to be met, period. So if I'm in a relationship and that's just not happening, then I don't know. Yeah.
So do you go out and cheat, or do you work with it?
Well, you try to work with it, and as much as you can, you try to work with it, and hopefully the partner will, you know, do what they gotta do or do something to make it work. But I mean, as long as you're totally honest with them and you let them know, you know, how you're feeling and what you need, and they still don't try to accommodate, then I don't know, you gotta do what you gotta do sometimes.
I get it.
Even if it means kick rocks, right?
Yeah,
because like you say, it's no sense to keep staying there, because that's when you're going to end up tipping out.
Right.
You know.
But my thing is, be 100% honest with them. Is, you know, let them know what you need, when you need it, and all that. If they still don't try to, if they're trying to accommodate, that's one thing. If they just hear it and just, you know, think everything's still cool, then that's a problem. But my thing is, be honest with them and let them know.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, that make a lot of sense to me.
I didn't hear any of the other comments prior to coming on. What was everybody else?
I did hear the one man
on the line say that if it's not working or something like that, you should just leave.
Yeah.
Is that what I heard?
Elijah was our first caller.
Okay.
Elijah, are you still there?
I think I'm still here, am I?
Okay. Yes, you are. Elijah. Elijah, is there someone on your line that would like to comment?
On my line? I think Mia up there.
Yeah, I'm on here. I was just going to listen in until I wanted to say something. And I heard Lady T saying something about somebody not having sex until what? I mean, because anybody who's going to just say, I'm going to be celibate, they're not going to just be celibate because that's something they want to do. Usually it's a spiritual reason.
Right.
Yeah, that's true, too.
But saying about how many people are doing that today, I mean, it just depends on your
convictions. Not many.
Individual. But it's still, I'm just saying, if you're in the church and you're trying to dot every I and cross every T, then that's a step you're probably going to want to try and make.
Right.
Because it it don't make no sense to be in the church and then the main reason that you're in the church, you're trying to live right, you're trying to make heaven your home, and you're still going to bust hell wide open because you're fornicating
right.
or, you know.
Yeah. Good point.
That's real true.
I agree with that.
You know. But I was just saying, in general.
A lot of people don't really understand the true meaning of fornication, but I ain't gonna get into all of that right now, unless y'all want.
Why not? This is what the show is for.
Okay, well, okay, since she went there.
Go for it. I want to hear it.
You already know. Back in the day when you read in the Bible, they never talked about marriage certificates. They never talked about, I mean, they even went far back as they never even talked about weddings until later on. When Jacob and them, they said they went, found the wife, took the wife, and made them their wife, and that was that. So in other words, what I'm trying to say, fornication, I mean, God looks at it as, if you say that this is going to be my partner, then that you make that their partner and you be faithful to that partner. It wasn't all about the marriage certificates and all of that. It was a personal commitment. So the fornication really is if you claim that this is going to be my partner in life and then you start going outside of the relationship, you're fornicating. Fornicating in modern times. Where you having sex with one with a person without a marriage certificate, that's man's doing. God is saying, if you commit to this person and you call this your wife or your mate, then you stick and you don't cheat, you be faithful. That's a marriage in God's eyes. The wedding, the hall, the church, that's all for man and for the production of man. If that is the case,
like you're saying, okay, so when you get tired of that woman or you feel like it's not working, so what you do, you just make your own divorce?
Hold on, let's break it down.
Wait, I got a question for him when we come back, too, because...
Okay.
He tells you specifically how you're supposed to act in that relationship, and he tells you specific circumstances in which divorce is you can divorce your mate. That's if she cheat on you, you can divorce her. Okay, because in his eyes, she has broken that vow, so now you can divorce her. But if nobody cheat and everybody's doing what they're supposed to do, you're supposed to, because you made a commitment before God, you're supposed to stick with that person till death do you part.
Isn't there something in the Bible about premarital sex also?
But wait a minute. Let's bring Jeremy on. I think she said we have Jeremy on the line.
We do. We have Jeremy. Jeremy, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, ladies.
Hey, Jeremy.
Hey.
Happy holidays.
Same to y'all.
Thank you.
Happy.
Oh, they get deep in it. Shelly, you want to tell them the topic? You want to tell them the topic?
Okay, Jeremy, do you think sex can last if... I'm sorry, do you think a relationship can last if the sex is bad?
Wow. Okay. It depends. It all depends on what's going on.
What do you mean?
I mean, I would talk to that person. I would talk to them, let them know. Then if we can't fix that problem, I wouldn't be with it. Because then that's a waste of time. I mean, I don't know.
Would you stay with her if it was bad? Yeah.
You stay with
her? Yes, I would. But I would let her know, like, listen, it ain't that type of party, but we just still kick it. Like, you know what I mean? But listen, I'm going to go over here when I want that. But,
oh, wow.
Oh, no.
You messed up already. Oh, wow.
Well, listen, let's communicate with him, let him know that, listen, something ain't right at home.
Well, why keep both being bothered with her then if you're going to do all of that? You need to be cut and dry with it then, right?
Well, if she's, I'm saying, I don't, I guess so. But I will be gone. I will be gone. No, I'm not going to sit around for that. Not even
okay, so I think Selena wanted to say something.
Yes, I did. I wanted to bring up the point. I'm sorry, I forgot the gentleman's name who was making a comment about
Elijah.
Yeah, Elijah, I'm sorry. Something about as long as you say that this person that you're with, there has to be no... I don't want to quote him because I'll probably mess it up, but he was saying something about no marriage certificates and all of that stuff, but doesn't that fall along the lines of premarital sex then? Isn't that in the Bible also?
Well, see, once again, like, over time, when man started adding all of this stuff, the church and the dress up, they lost the concept. What all I'm really saying is that marriage... If you're gonna put it in relation to what God is saying, marriage is a commitment that you make to a woman or a woman makes to a man, and you're faithful to that commitment. There was no churches, and like I even because I figured somebody would come back with that, and I got an example. When you talk about early on, let's say Isaac, Abraham told his servant, make sure you choose a wife from my family lineage before I die. So what happened was Sarah sent the servant. They chose a wife from the house of Laban, and he took her, and all the Bible says they went in the tent, and he came in unto her, and they were man and wife.
Uh-huh.
So there was no ceremony. There was no production. So what I'm saying is the true meaning and essence of marriage is when you make a commitment before God to your mate, and you stick by that.
So even if the sex is good or bad, you didn't make that commitment, and you're supposed to stick by them, right?
Well, I mean,
and are you tie that into what we're talking about today?
You saying that the premarital sex was like a man-made part of the Bible? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no. Premarital sex, premarital sex is a modern term because if God is saying you choose this woman, you commit to this woman, and then you have sex with her, there's no pre... I mean, you committed before God initially. You chose her, and you say, God, this is who I want to be my wife. And she says, God, this is who I want to be my husband. That's the marriage. So now you can now you can go in your tent and knock the boots. Because you that's faith now.
So anybody in their mind can say I'm married to this person because in God's eyes this is who I'm married to, and they could just randomly have sex.
No, not randomly. You're sticking and having sex with that partner continuously. You're having a family, you're having children, you make that. This is kind of where they come up with the concept of common law marriage. That's where that kind of came from. Because there was no certificates back in the day. There was no church weddings. You chose a woman, she chose you, and in God's eyes, that was a legitimate union. And he said, now that you have chosen her, you stick by her, you take care of her, and I'm going to bless that union because you made that commitment before me. And I'm going to do my part, you do your part. And that's And he says, now, if either one of you go outside of that commitment, if she cheats, then now you have the right to divorce her.
Okay.
If somebody commits and violates one of the major sins, and you now have the right to divorce her, and vice versa, her divorce him.
Okay.
Nothing more, nothing less. Now, when come into modern times, the government says you're not married until you have this piece of paper. But then what happened to the original concept and the real meaning of marriage? Now it's based on a piece of paper, and they just got it twisted, and like that piece of paper is so important. But what happened to the God part? What happened to the commitment? What happened to, you know what I'm saying? It's been lost over the years because man has changed it up. because now, because man got greedy, he was worried about the money, woman was worried, whoever was worried about the money, what's she going to take, this and that, so now they come up with this piece of paper that says X, Y, and Z, and that ain't got nothing to do with God. That's man-made laws. That's, you know what I'm saying? The real essence of marriage is you commit to a woman, and you stick by her. The man commits to a wife, he sticks by her. And to answer your question, you're right. Technically, whether the sex is good or bad, you're supposed to try to work it out. You teach her, she teach him what to do, and you keep it going from there.
And you knock the boot.
Basically.
Oh,
it's rocking.
Wow.
That's how they did it. But since we speak in the modern times, listen, if you're in the, but then again, y'all just said a relationship. I didn't say whether they were supposed to be married or a couple, but in modern times.
Oh,
listen,
boy.
It's just in general, but a relationship in general, to be married, boyfriend and girlfriend, it's just in general.
Well, look, you know, in general.
Right, but according to what he says, the average woman thinks they're in a marriage as far as that's concerned, because she could say,
yeah,
I swear before God
only,
that
though.
This is my husband.
Right.
That doesn't even make sense. And then she can have sex with him premaritally and go on with her life. And as soon as she's mad at him, she can say, we're now divorced and I'm going to move on to the next dude and I'm going to be married to him.
Well, I think we're living in the day and time that we're living in. I wouldn't take anything from what Elijah said. Make the commitment in your heart, but then also have the law, the way they do it in our day and time also.
I totally agree.
I don't have to say, oh, well, we're going to just do one and not the other.
Right.
Because I don't want to be your woman just in, I want to be it in God's eyesight and everybody else's eyesight.
Right.
And in that statement lies the difference. If I come to you and say, yo, I like you, I want you to be my girlfriend, you say, okay, I'm going to be your boyfriend, your man, your woman, blah, 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 and you leave it just like that, then, I mean, that's not a God-sanctioned union. That's why he says, be not unequally yoked. Don't get with somebody who is not fit for you, but he's referring to in the God. So what I'm saying as far as that, you're right.
Oh,
that's like a God, that's a God thing. Now, if you two get together, and you don't even need to go to the church, you say, God, this, and you two kneel, or whatever you want to do, and say, God, this woman I love, I want to commit to her and make her my wife, and she say the same thing, y'all in agreement, then that's a God-sanctioned marriage.
Woo!
So it applies to the God concept. Not there's a paper involved.
Everybody
you know,
hold their phone, cause I you know what I think we need to get we still need to get down and dirty with this. We going to a spiritual thing right now.
I should say this.
I mean, it's great what y'all talking about, but we gotta go to our next song, Think Like a Man, by Jennifer Hudson, featuring Rick Ross.
And when we come back, we can make it X-rated. Let's put God aside.
All right.
Good idea.
I what, where, why, and when. Cause you wasn't my girlfriend. We had a good time.
You were combined.
Ooh, give me that good thing.
And after we finished,
you go your way, I go my way. It was whatever.
Whatever hell made us think this was gonna be better.
And now I'm telling you lies. All because I hate to see the tears in your eyes. Of course I want my cake and need it too. I'm a guy. And of course you don't understand. But you would if you thought like a man.
And it's so expensive. Versace linen got these women blowing kisses. Leaning on my auto, she's so photogenic. Can I take a picture? She my Mona Lisa. Living like a princess in a fairy tale. You know them people up in Barney's show and tell. Bentley backing out of Neiman, seen a ponytail. 5-carat yellow diamond, you don't know me well. Penthouse at the Trump, sit on Collins Ave. She caught an attitude, I had to call a cab. You don't understand this altitude I'm ballin' at. I'm at the game on the wood, where the owner's at.
So different but the same, boy, you tell me everything. Yeah, you show me how to stay. You're the only one to blame. It's such a shame. Yes, you lost the game, you tell me how to play.
Yeah, that song goes good with the movie, the whole scenario. But I know that's right.
Yeah.
I know that's right.
Well, listen, we have Kia on the line. Kia, are you there?
Hello, Kia.
Kia, hello? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, girl.
Hey, happy holidays, hon.
Happy holidays to you guys.
Did you hear the topic for tonight, Kia? Okay, Mama, the topic of tonight is, do you think a relationship can last if the sex is bad?
I think it would be based on the party. Most people, I guess, they'll stick it out or whatever. I only can speak for me.
Okay.
You know what? That's a, you know what? Mm. That's why I'm not in a relationship. Because I'm, you know, I refer.
Yeah, but let me ask you this. You guys are hanging out, this, that, and the third, enjoying each other. Everything is good, but the sex is bad.
Well,
so
I never been through that. So, I mean, I wouldn't even know, but... I mean, I guess it's to each woman that's their own opinion, but I never had to, I never dealt with that, even when I was in a relationship, I didn't deal with it. If I was in a relationship now, when you're used to something and then you're not, you know, whatever, I'm not being vain, but no, I wouldn't,
So you wouldn't hang around and teach him a little something? You would just dance? What?
I don't think I'm doing that. I have things to be doing myself. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I'm busy. I don't even have time to entertain that. I'm busy. You know, I'll take that back. Maybe. It depends on the guy. I'm not even going to do that.
Okay.
It depends on the guy. That's a ooh. I better hurry up and get in a relationship so I can figure this out. That was a topic of this past holiday.
She's saying that
you know, you
have a game changer, huh?
I better hurry up and start dating and now get over the dating scene. I love dating, so I guess it doesn't faze me. I enjoy dating. I'm not ready for a relationship.
Right.
And I don't think nothing wrong with dating.
No, exactly. Nothing
it's
wrong
not.
With it.
Right, but you hear all the topics through the holidays. How so? When we gonna get? When we gonna settle down? Settle down. When I'm, I said, and my thing this past week was when I turned 30. And everybody looking at me. Are you kidding me? That's like 2 years. I said, well, that's when I'm gonna settle down. When I'm 30. Okay, I gave them an answer. Now they're all like, are you kidding me, Kia? No, I'm 30. When I'm ready to settle down, I'll settle down. I'm not ready to settle down. Can I enjoy what I'm doing? People, you marry people.
Right.
But that's a tricky question. To each his own. I mean, I don't know. It depends.
True.
When you're used to something, when you're used to something, you're going to stick with it. When you're not used to something, you're going to.
What is it?
Hey, you know what? I think she's making a good point because if you meet somebody and off the back it's bad, you don't have all them emotions, them feelings of love that's going to make you want to hold on and stick to it.
I'm not going to have all those.
You meet somebody right off the back, and I mean, they got to be pretty special for you to want to sit here and teach and educate and show them how this, that, and the other when you know there's plenty of people out here who know well what they are doing.
That's why I love when it's good to court.
That's cool when you're 20s, that's not cool when you're 40, nobody wants to be teaching and showing and all that.
I don't have time. I'm too busy. I don't have time to be showing somebody what you're doing.
I know that's right, but the point is, if you're 30 or 40 plus, you should already know what you need to do.
Right.
That person happy or satisfied or whatever.
And that's
what we are you saying? We are you saying that the that
Uh-oh.
The that the man is and he's
there
he
go.
We ain't saying that the man is at all. But every woman got their own particular spots, their own particular likes, just like a man got
okay,
his
that's
own
cool.
Particular.
I totally agree with you, but
we ain't talking about teaching a brother, a 40-year-old man from scratch. You know, this is the vagina. This is the areola.
They should already know where that is. I mean, if he don't know that, then he just asked out.
We just saying if there's something in particular about the sex that's not good, he ain't satisfying you, he ain't hitting your spot right, or you like your neck kissed, or you like your ear kissed, that turn you on, or dirty talk turn you on, or dirty talk.
Okay, but that's just basic stuff that you can verbalize.
When he knows that after the sex is over with and her mood and how her mood is and figures that he didn't please her.
Because women do too much faking and making noises and stuff when they don't. That's somebody who's confused. I ain't thinking nothing. That's somebody who's totally confused. That means you done spent all that time and you're confused. I'm not thinking nothing.
I just say you don't lay there like, what the hell did you just do? Don't just put the ass off there and push him on the floor and tell him, you know, that's it. Don't be faking it. I'm not doing what you need to be doing. You're not wasting time doing that. I don't waste my time. My time is valuable. I mean, I don't have that problem myself, so.
That's what they all say. Yeah, that's what they all say.
That's what foreplay is all about. You just search around, move around, and you watch her response and be like, uh-oh, okay, that's
what?
It. You keep it moving. Hey, look.
I don't think that's what you do.
It was really basing it on you in a committed relationship and now the sex is bad. Do you stay or go? And so that's, you know, that's really where it started. And you know, and that's like a whole different thing than, you know, courting or dating and the sex is bad. That's, you know, they saying if you in a committed relationship and for whatever reason now sex is bad, stay or do you go? That's a whole nother can of wax because it suggests that you done invested
time
and years in a relationship.
So which one you gonna do? You gonna stay or go?
Ooh.
Well then, I mean, how did you get in a committed relationship? So you must have got in one and you wasn't doing anything for it to all of a it didn't all of a sudden become bad, did it?
I don't know. The whoever posed the question has
to
whoever posed the question has to further define it.
Dogs
I
and
mean,
divas.
You know what I'm saying? Is it a
long
term relationship? Is it a short term relationship?
I mean, if it's long term, y'all must not.
Hold on, everybody.
The lines are on fire.
Those who are listening, and please press 1. This is a hot topic here. Don't be afraid. Press 1. The lines are definitely on fire tonight.
And that number to call is?
The number to call is
23838.
Let's go.
Oh. And the guy that's speaking, he in a relationship? Who is he? Is he in a relationship?
That's Elijah.
Is he
Elijah.
In a committed relationship?
Yes, I'm in a relationship.
Is that the only man on the line?
Jeremy?
Jeremy. We have Jeremy on there. I don't know if he's still on or not.
Is Jeremy in a relationship too?
Jeremy, where you at?
Jeremy obviously don't want to talk. Is anybody else on the line?
No, I'm here.
Jeremy, come on, Don. Give us a call. We need some more Dons on here today.
Is Jeremy in a relationship?
No, I'm not. I'm single.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know
how to talk about this.
I gotta know who be saying something, who's in a relationship, who's not in a relationship, because, you know, I like to know who's talking in these relationships.
Right. But you know what? While everybody's thinking about that, let's go and think about the best thing you ever had. We're going to play that by Beyonce, the best thing I ever had.
What goes around comes back around. Hey, my baby. What goes around comes back around. Hey, my baby.
I say
what goes around comes back around. Hey,
my baby.
What goes around comes back around. There was a time I thought that you did everything right.
In other words, goodbye, kick rocks. I'm done with your punk ass.
Kiss my ass. Well, I'm out. What goes around comes back around. Bow back at you. Listen to this, y'all. Listen to this. I have an announcement to make. Listen, Dons and Divas, we have Buddha from Queens, Picasso, and Maine on the line.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Yo.
Buddha. Who do you say we got now?
We have Buddha from Queens, Picasso, and Maine on the line.
All right now. Hello, guys.
Hey, what's going on? What's up?
Hey.
What's up?
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, y'all. Thank you. Hey, listen, what's the topic for today?
The topic, Kelly, let them know what the topic
Buddha.
Is for tonight, Diva. Yeah.
Buddha, did you hear the topic for Picasso? No, what's the topic for today? I didn't hear it.
Buddha, listen.
Yeah.
Can you hear me, cuz?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Do you think a relationship could last if the sex is bad?
Hell no.
Why?
Hell no. Why? The same way you give it to another nigga, give it to your man. Hell no, your ass is out.
Okay, but what about if it's not the woman? What about if it's the man?
Well, his ass is out too. Think you gonna go find somebody else to do it to you? Not gonna find somebody else? What good is this at, right?
So what is your take on this subject, Picasso?
Well, to be honest with you, ladies, first off, hello, happy holidays to everybody. I see you.
Happy holidays, Picasso.
So I love the Diva Squad. That is definitely what it is.
Thank you.
Let's salute y'all on that. If the sex is bad, to be honest with you, yeah, it can last because now let's look at history real quick. A lot of us have like older parents, and it wasn't about the sex; it was about just about love
and
being
making
love.
And it was about the
sex. Wait, hold on, bro. It's not necessarily true. If you're looking at the 50s and the 60s, the baby boomers, it wasn't about the sex.
Don't tell me your mother ain't never had nobody on the side.
One at a time, please.
Your mother had to jump off on the side, player. Hold on, brother.
But to be honest with you, if my mom said she kept it very discreetly from my father and she kept it discreetly from my father, but let me tell you something real quick, right? If my mom did have somebody on the side, shit, my pop didn't know
because
he was very happy.
Hey, yo, but listen, yeah, she was very happy because the other nigga paying the rent.
let me ask you a question, bro. Are you talking from experience?
I'm talking from experience. 43 years old. I'm married, baby.
So did your wife is cheating on you on the side?
Hey, but listen, man.
You know you're putting nothing past nobody. Because, I mean, to be honest with you, it's not like there's not a woman out there that can't be faithful or give you sex good, just like there's not a man out there that can't be faithful or give sex good. It's just about who you with and how you will communicate with them. Because you can have somebody that's sex could be horrible and still be with them and still love them regardless.
Yeah, because the nigga paying that money. Other than that, if he's a broke-ass nigga and bad sex, he's out of there, am I right?
That might be true. It could be true, but not all the time true. Okay, let's get back to the olden days.
The pops probably was making all the bread.
Actually, my mom was making more bread than my father at that time, to be honest with you. So she was the breadwinner. She was the one holding it down before he came in the armed forces.
Maybe his sex was good, so she kept him around.
Have all three of our guys, Buddha, Picasso, and Maine, have you all put in your intake on this
question?
I don't think Maine said anything.
Maine? Maine?
Yo, yeah, I was just listening. I was wondering how we went from Beyonce, the best thing you ever had, to somebody's mother cheating on the daddy. And
we're going to bring Sean on. Sean.
Hold on, guys. Wait a minute. Hold on. We have another caller.
We have Sean on the line. Are you there, Sean?
Mm.
Sean?
Sean said he ain't going to roll.
Sean, are you there?
Nah, Sean is not there.
Maybe he had some technical difficulties.
Yo, wow.
I have a question. I don't agree with the guy was talking about the older parents, whatever, cheating, whatever. Maybe his parents, the people he knew, but I could speak for my parents. I don't think my mother cheated on my father or stepped out on my father.
Okay, how do you know?
I know, and I got confidence that I know. But I remember somebody tell me that he think my mother probably cheated on my father because if she wasn't having a... Are you kidding me? And you're married?
Of course.
Can I ask you a question? One at a time, please. Go ahead, brother.
Back in, you know, that's just an individual thing. Different people got different morals and values, and the further you go back, usually you'll find that couples were committed and stayed together longer. And the more you came to modern times, it was like a hit it, quit it, I'll do you, I won't do you. So they both got valid points because that's their opinion, but they talk about two totally different things. Back in the days, couples were more likely to stay together because they struggled together and they worked hard together. It's just a different thing now, that's all.
Hey, brother, chivalry days is over.
That's all that is.
That is never over. It's still
Let me open up the door. Let me throw down my jacket. Let me jump in real quick.
One at a time, please.
What's wrong with that?
Ding, 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 ding.
I think honestly, we're gonna go to our next song, and it's gonna be "Beat It Out" by Jay Valentine, featuring Chris Brown and Pusha T.
Hello.
From Miami to the Bay, lady, this your song. I'm calling out all the girls in the club tonight, yeah. Put your hands in the air if you're gonna let her play a cut.
I beat it up,
yeah.
I beat it up,
yeah. Up in the sky. Turn around, let me see it from the back. I know you like it when I eat it like that. From the bottom to the top, wanna see that waterfall drop, 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 drop. Girl, I know you're gonna tell your friends. That's why I gotta beat it up like this. Turn in your mouth like this. Now they wanna know if I can give it
up. I beat it up.
Touch your spine. Oh, mama, don't
be afraid to let me play with your mind. You know what I'm talking about. In the bedroom or the couch, I'm out here screaming out. So baby, gonna take that thing to the house like a football game.
And pull you back like a jersey.
All they gonna say is my name.
Bobby.
Take up all of your time, and I don't care if you a stripper, baby, 'cause what I got is right to you. Look, I'm looking at the way your body just massaging mine. I know you feel me, girl, I'm all up inside your mind. She be like, stop, please, baby, don't go, while I be staring at her weave like it's gonna grow. Go back to the room, yeah, it's hammer time. Take your clothes off, let your pajamas fly, and keep it going with the motion. She up a pill, so you know about it. All that. Oh, oh, oh,
before we went to break, Maine was trying to say something. Maine, sorry that we cut you off. What were you trying to say, honey? Maine?
Uh-oh.
Maine, are you there? Maine? Ball drop.
Okay.
Look, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Good, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, guys, all right.
Selena?
So,
yeah,
so.
Okay, so,
yeah,
like I said, let's do one at a time. Picasso, were you finished saying what you were saying?
Well, actually, no tea, I wasn't having tea. Nah, I was going to finish. Buddha, let me ask you a question, right? Now, you say you're in your 40s, right? Me, I'm only 35, so I'm going to keep it 100 with you.
Oh, so you don't know none yet.
Hold on 1 second. Buddha, I may know more than you, because apparently I know how to treat a woman and you don't.
Because when it comes down to it,
you've been with your wife for 28 years, right? I know one of my wives all my life.
Oh, one of your wives? So what you doing with her?
What you mean, what am I doing with her? We live
what
in the same
house.
What are
you doing with two wives, player?
Well, guess what? I'm privileged to have that. Two of them are privileged to have that. Two of them that live in the same house, yes.
You live in the same house with them both?
Yes, I'm privileged to have that, but that's neither here nor there.
Oh,
we're talking about can't sex,
you just,
a relationship.
Being a player, that's all that is.
Nah, not at all. A player is someone who doesn't
let
them know. They know.
One at a time, guys.
Hold on, brother. I'm not a player at all, see, because a player wouldn't let the next female know. They know. And see, one thing about that, a woman will let you know if your sex is good or not. Because she'll sit there and let you know if you need to check yourself, take a couple of courses, or whatever the case may be. Now, if you've been with your wife for 28 years, and you're feeling like, yo, it's gotten black, or it hasn't gotten any better, then maybe you need to change something that you're doing.
Hey, let me finish, bro.
Because mind you, let me tell you something. The sex could be whack as a motherfucker. And don't get it twisted. I'm sorry for cursing. Please pardon me. The sex could be whack like a mother. But guess what? Sometimes it ain't all about a physical attribute, because I know so many people, especially nowadays, the sex is whack. They can't stand being, like, making love to the person they with, but they still with them for some reason. So a relationship could last.
I agree with that.
Right.
Right.
Because it could be other reasons.
All right, brother.
Always got to be.
Yo, you gonna let me go?
I'll let you go, bro. I like
okay.
that.
All right, thank you. All right, listen. If you sitting there with two women in your house and they going for it, they some dumbasses. Right? First of all. And second of all, if you ain't having good sex with your woman and you ain't pleasing her mentally, she's out of there, player. You know what I mean? So me and my wife been together 28 years. Of course, we reinvent that sex thing every time we have it. You understand? That's what it's about. You understand? That's why she's still here.
Oh, boy.
So are you contradicting yourself?
I said if the sex is whack, she's out. Of course. I tell them every time I get it. You understand?
But is she happy?
That's what that song is about. I beat that pussy out.
But is she happy that you did it?
Can I ask this random question?
Yes.
If I can. Do you have a decent job? Are you paying a good majority of the bills or at least half the bills?
I have a decent job, yes. I've been working.
And you pay a good portion or at least half the bills?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Yes, that's why I'm
still
with you. You understand?
See, okay, that's all. That's all I want to know.
Some women don't like good niggas.
Or they like a good man who can pay the bills and treat them good, but they ain't putting it down in the bills. Yeah.
So, can I ask you a question? If you don't mind me asking.
Sure. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Go ahead.
So, Buddha, let me ask you a question. So, is she with you because you're paying the bills or the sex is good?
Because it sounds like you just paid the bills. Doesn't mean the sex is good. Who just asked that question? One at a time, please. I'm sorry, I just wanted to know who that was that just asked that question. That was Picasso. Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. Can I answer that? Sure, brother. Oh, okay. Listen,
the thing about me and her is a love thing. You understand?
Okay.
Love thing. Ain't got nothing to do with sex or none of that. It's a love thing.
You love your money. She loves your money.
Yo, basically, I ain't got none. I pay the bills, got three kids. I ain't got no money. That's all it is, player. And I give it to her when she needs it.
Now, you're kind of contradicting yourself. You said a love thing.
Listen, that's a grown man thing. You see what I mean? Not a 35-year-old nigga that got two women in this house.
You on there?
Okay, here we go.
Hold on, I love to hear this. A lot of them do what?
Okay.
I love to hear that. A lot of them do what?
I didn't hear you, kid. What happened?
No, I wanted you to finish what you were saying about a lot of 35-year-old guys who have two women in the house.
A lot of 35-year-old guys is still trying to sow their wild oats. So you out there with two women in your house, like you said, that I think is real dumb, or they are.
Oh, boy.
You know what I mean?
Here we go.
Now, if you got two women in your house and they going for it, I think they dumb.
All right, but can I tell you something, brother?
And you being disrespectful to women.
Okay, now, can I tell you something? See, let me explain something.
I disagree.
All right, wait.
Okay, guys, before you go at it, we're going to put Kim on the air and talk to you a little bit.
Can I ask
you a
question?
We're going to bring Kim on. Kim, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey,
Kim, how are you? Happy holidays.
Kim, how you doing?
Thank you. Happy holidays, everybody.
Thank you.
This topic is kind of hot now.
You like it?
Wait a minute. Somebody got something going on in the background and needs to, like, quieten down.
Some beeping.
Right. Definitely.
I like it. Popo.
Kim, did you hear the topic for tonight, Kim?
Yes, I heard the topic.
Okay. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Welcome.
I'm pretty good. Thank you.
Happy holidays, sweetie.
Thank you. And the relationship is not going to work with bad sex. I'm sorry. Just my opinion. It's not going to work with bad sex.
I was waiting for my girl to come on. Tell her
it's not. It's not. Because you know
and
what?
You say that
you're
going to
get tired. Because you're going to get tired of the lameness and that... position. You know, it's like, all right, when you say bad, does bad mean that when you're doing oral, it's not good? Does bad mean that, you know, the person just wants to jump on it and bang, 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 and that's it? You know?
That all went around. Everything's bad.
And no, it's not going to work, in my opinion. It's
oh,
not.
Wow.
Come on, nobody wants lame sex. No one wants bad sex. They want to be able to get it in when it's time to get it in. You know, leave it at that. There's no way because what's going to happen is, I think Selena was saying, you know, like if you're a sexual person, you know, you want it when you want it, how you want it, plain and simple. And it's up to the person that you're with to deliver that. If they can't deliver that, then yeah, it's going to be a problem. Definitely.
Yeah.
What good is he?
Right, exactly. But if he was good as she, you know, and then if you're going to go out and cheat, you might as well just leave the person you with and just go with somebody else that you can build with, so to speak.
That's
true.
Amen.
I agree.
Okay.
Right. And that's what Buddha was saying the whole time.
Come here, Buddha.
That's why you got to reinvent yourself, player. You got to make her swing from the chandelier if she wanted.
And you said,
you know what, on that thought, it's a message to this madness, and I want everybody to hold their thoughts, and we're going to go to the next song. By R. Kelly, Radio Message.
This is a radio message to my baby. And I'm begging her. Can you hear me? Can you forgive me? I don't want no pick.
Wow. Well, this is a radio message. This is a radio message for Rachel.
Baby, come
listen,
back. He want her back.
I have a radio message for
y'all. He wants to come back.
Listen to my radio message, y'all. We have Jermaine on the line. Jermaine, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. Yeah, I'm listening.
Hey,
Jermaine.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. You too. Shout out to Shelly. What up, Shelly?
Hey, baby. What's up?
What's going on? Hey, listen. A relationship cannot last if the sex is not good. If the man ain't laying it down, the woman, trust me, gonna get tired. You might get two or three kids out the relationship, but that's about it. You feel me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You might get two or three kids out the relationship.
What, yeah, you might get two. Nah, you don't get some kids.
I don't think I'm getting. Are you kidding me? That's not for all women. Only those women that want the kids and have two or three kids and still stuck with that lame man. I don't think so.
Nah, you're going
to. Are you kidding me?
Nah, you will, because the woman's going to sit there and say, okay, he trying. Maybe he's going to improve, you know, later on. And then come to find out, you know, he's going to improve, so. You gonna get like two,
well, maybe,
three kids out,
maybe,
of that.
Maybe these other women are like, you know, we're not getting two and three kids out of the relationship. Mm-mm.
But what kind of females they deal with?
Yeah.
Why would you want two or three kids out of a relationship and we come to the same man? Yeah. Two or three kids, are you kidding me?
Yo, well, what kind of women y'all deal with?
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
I mean, seriously, I mean, can I be honest with you? What kind of women you deal with to where, yo, she's going to stick around with you, keep popping out your big-headed kids, and so, like, yo, I'm dealing with a goofball. Because the female going to try to work with the dude.
She's going to try.
Come on,
that's why.
That's why. Either you gonna do it or not? Isn't that what you just said? There's no working. There's no in between. Either you're doing it or you're not. Bottom line.
Yeah, but you're right about that. You know, you're right about that. But in a female mind, I could change him. I could get him to improve. And then she realized she
can't
do that.
You can't change no woman. A woman would change herself, no matter how hard you try. I don't know who told you that.
No, you're so right about that.
And she's not getting three kids out of this.
I know what you're saying. People get trapped up like that all the time. You turn around and they wind up having a kid. The shit ain't no good. Now you got a baby by the man. You stick around.
Hey, listen.
It happens every day.
That's why it's called birth control pills. Hold up.
Happens every day, and then you wind up finding out 2-3 years later you don't really love this motherfucker. The sex ain't no good, and now you're stuck in the relationship.
Person.
You want to do it happens.
Who is that person?
Like,
please.
You know what happened.
We
try
to keep it clean on this show.
Own shit. I mean, they act like it don't happen. That shit.
Who is that person? We try to keep it clean on this show. Please.
Yeah, come on, keep it real.
Hey, can I say something? This is Buddha talking. Can I say something?
Go for it.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Just because the sex ain't good, that don't mean she ain't gonna have no kids. You know what I mean?
I agree.
That don't mean she ain't gonna have no kids. Now let's stop with that. Let's get back to the topic, which is if you no good in the bed, she's gone. Let's get back to that.
Well, he's gone.
Back to that. You can lay up with a girl and have a baby. That's anybody.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That don't mean
it
the
only
sex
takes
isn't
one
good.
Time.
It only takes one.
And it takes one time to be smart, too.
There's a lot of fathers out here with a condom broke.
Uh-uh.
You know what I mean?
And that's,
so
why, the,
mean,
that's why the woman's responsibility to make sure she takes care of herself if that do
that's
happen.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
That's right.
Why would I want to have three kids and I got things off myself and have three kids by some way? Are you kidding me? What? I don't know. Maybe he's going to go, what woman? Not kidding me? I don't think so. Maybe.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to say.
And you got three kids by him, please. Not
if
me.
You got three kids. You got three kids by the guy. He ain't no
I'm
good
I'm not
pleased.
Thank, thank
no
you,
kids.
God, for giving me smartness. Because there ain't no way I'm having three kids by some guy. Are you kidding me?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Still some smart, woman still out here that's not going to have three kids and still got to be dealing with that lame guy. Are you kidding me? I wouldn't even give you a time on the day. Three kids, not even one. Three kids, I don't think so.
Two kids.
You gotta take it 18. It's enough to do. No way.
One is enough.
I'm not even having one.
And listen, you telling me shit can't happen? Stuff can't happen by accident?
That's why you gotta be smart. That's why you gotta be smart and make sure you're covered yourself. I ain't worried about whether he's not. I'm making sure I'm covered because Kia and I have gone through 9 months for three kids. 9 months back to back to back for three kids. I don't think I'm doing that. I'm the smart one.
Okay, but see, not for nothing. But see, Kia, you're one where you said, okay, well, you know, you're smart. It's not going to happen. You know, thank God that, you know, blessing you with smartness. But there's so many females out there that are in that situation.
I agree with the guys, and they're like, well, it only happens one time. That's why we got to make sure we're protected.
Okay, let me help y'all a little bit. Okay, now, when it comes down to being in a relationship, if you're in a relationship with someone, okay, and it just so happens that, you know, it's bad or whatever the case may be, if you choose to stay, then that's on you. That right there is your own situation. It's everybody's different opinion on how they feel about the situation. There's a lot of females out there who are in situations where they got three kids and it's by this lame guy or whatever the case may be.
Right.
But guess what? It only takes one time to have a baby. Only one time. And nowadays, when it comes down to it, it's more like, all right, you can have it one time, and yeah, they have birth control and all that stuff out there, but yeah, you know what? The condoms do break half the time. So therefore, yeah, it's up to the female to be protected. There's a lot of people out there, where is that person? So therefore, your opinion is valid because it's your opinion, but there's a lot of people out there that's in that situation.
Right.
But if you already have one kid, chances are you're not using condoms
when they first started. But that's on them. That don't affect you in your life.
But right. But what I'm saying is there's some woman out here that's going to make sure that don't happen. I have made sure that has not happened.
One at a time.
I'm not ready for a child. So I'm going to
some women that's out there that's in that situation that it's beyond control now.
I mean,
they've been with this man maybe years or whatever, you know, and they've had babies.
Okay, but not just that.
You can't change it.
Not just that, every woman is not as fertile as the next person. I mean, maybe Kia is not as fertile. Like, for instance, my baby was made on birth control. That doesn't mean that I wasn't trying to protect myself.
Let's not even go there. Both of mine were.
Right.
And they're 9 years apart.
You're saying every woman isn't the same, so I can try to protect myself the same way as you. You might not get freaking pregnant for 5 years, but I could get pregnant from one time of having sex, even on birth control. So you can't judge everybody based on what your experience is.
Right. I think it's based on what Kia. I'm just not ready for a child, so I'm not ready for a child. I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got to remember something, though. At the end of the day, Kia's giving her opinion about her situation.
Right.
I don't know how many females there is out there, you know, but there's a lot of, you know, females out there. So that's her opinion about her situation. And Kia, can clap for you that you have not got pregnant and you don't have no kids.
Right. And I'm not ready for a child. It's like, you know, that's a responsibility. That's a lot of, and I have things I want to do. I can't go here and I got to bring a child and everything. I'm trying to take care of Kia. That's things I want to do. I'm not ready for a child, and that's just me.
Right.
Kia, let me ask you a question.
I totally understand that.
Buddha, are you back on the line? I'm sorry, y'all. Buddha, are you back on the line? And LJ, are you back?
I'm
back.
Buddha's here.
Okay, LJ, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm back.
Okay, all right.
All right. Do you have something to say, LJ?
No, I'm listening. Everybody's
fighting
for a
topic. Elijah, did you have something you wanted to say?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, no, basically what I was going to say is that the young lady who just pointed out, there's no right or wrong here. It's a matter of perception.
Right.
Different people would do different things at different times. But I did have one question for Kia.
Mm-hmm.
And the question would be, let's pose a situation where you actually did get into a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for you. And the sex was good. You was feeling the guy. Let's say y'all even got married. You settled down. And you had two or three kids. And for whatever reason, he's not performing up to par anymore. What would you do?
I'm going to try to work on I'm not going to base it on the sex. I'm going to try because when I get married, and this is me, I want to be able to love this guy, whatever, and I'm hoping the same way that he loves me. That if the sex not working, I'm going to try my damnedest, excuse me, y'all, just to try to make this work. I just don't want to leave a man because of that when I have so much love for him.
Okay, I got you.
That's just me.
And if you invest,
I don't want to go through all this back and forth, you know, having three kids by this man who's their father, and then go leave him and then be with another man.
The flip side of that to what he was saying, though, the flip side to what he's saying is, what happens if you get married to someone?
Yeah,
and
when
you
I get married,
my kids. No, hear me out. Let's just say you decide that you want to get married to this person. Y'all get married. Everything's great. 5 years down the line, things are not working out. Y'all break up. What you going to do?
She answered it. She said she would try to work it out. And then my follow-up.
I wouldn't want to break it up because of that. I don't want to break it up because of that. I'm going to try, you know, because if I still love him and the sex is not working, but I still love this man. I love him.
The follow-up question is, what happens if you try and it still don't work? The sex
That's
is
what I
enough.
Said. That's what I said. What happens
That's
then?
Follow-up. You do everything.
But see, to me, there's a difference between marriage and a relationship.
No, but what you're saying was a relationship first. The relationship turns into marriage.
Okay.
The marriage turns into the two kids. And then down the road, it doesn't work out. Now she's left with two kids. Now what she's going to do?
Okay.
I mean, we understand that she's going to get it.
I understand what he said. I want to say that I want it to work. I'm going to try to make it play and hope that it works. That's all I can say. I'm not going to. Yeah. I just don't want to end something.
And that's
just
why
because the sex is not working.
That's why.
Yeah, can I say something?
That's why I wanted to give you the perspective as if you were in that position already.
Right.
You see what others are saying now. So
I understand. I understand what everybody's saying. I want to speak for what I want to do things. You know, that's just me speaking.
me, Kia. I can speak for myself. I'm not ready. I'm just not ready for kids. I've come home late, tired. I don't even know if my child ate already because I'm so tired from working or whatever. But I know that I'm not ready.
I'm glad mine's over and done with. If I got mine, and they grown.
Hold on. Hold on 1 second. Kia, can I just say one thing to you? Even though you might not be ready, Mama, what happens if it jumps upon you? You got to get ready. You got to get ready, Mama. You got to get ready. That's exactly why when I'm in a relationship with a guy, and there's guys that I've been in a relationship that already sort of south, when they ask me, and I'm like, no, I'll be honest, no, I'm not. Because I'm not. I tell them, I'll say, nope. Because I stay gone all the time that I'm not ready for a child. And I'm truthful. There's guys that I'm in a relationship that I've dated that aren't ready for a child. But I'm not ready for a child.
Yeah, but we're talking about
Hold up.
Can I say one thing and I'm going to
Who's saying hello? Jermaine, are you trying to say something? Is that Jermaine trying to say something?
No, I'm just listening. No, I'm not saying
anything. Who's that saying hello? Someone's trying to...
I think Buddha is trying to say something, but he hasn't been able to get a chance to say anything.
Okay,
Buddha,
go ahead.
What I'm trying to say is, after the two kids and the sex get bad, right, what you got to do is reinvent yourself.
After the sex.
You know what I mean? Once the sex get bad, you guys got to reinvent yourself if you still love the guy. You know what I mean? You got to try something new.
Wait, are you saying the sex gets bad after the two kids?
I guess that's what y'all said. I guess
not
so.
Me.
If you love the guy, you have
that,
to reinvent yourself.
That's not what I said,
Double Dutch. But why would you go out and find
that.
Why would you go out and find a new guy and try something new with him that you could do with your man?
Because if the sex is going to be bad... Right. If the sex is going to be bad, it's going to be bad before the two kids.
Exactly. I don't think anyone said that.
That's not the scenario we presented, though, because there is situations where you with somebody for a certain amount of time, and all of a sudden you wake up one day and you say, this shit just ain't good no more. So,
no, that ain't true.
Oh, my God.
No. If it's good, it's good. If it ain't, it ain't. Don't take two kids later.
I think after two kids, the sex gets bad because nobody wants to go in like they used to. Yeah, now you're not
true.
Now you're not keeping it real because why do people stray and go cheat in the first place? So, obviously, at some point, there are situations, not across the board, there are situations where a certain amount of years, a nigga wake up like, you know what, I ain't feeling this no more, and he'll stray, and the same thing for a female. So, why are you acting like...
I'm done.
You can only speak for yourself in that situation. There's no right or wrong answer.
True that.
If this happens every single day in life, and you're acting like it don't. People wake up, and that's why they stray. That's why they cheat. That's not for you.
No.
That's apply for you, but this is reality and this shit happened.
If they wake up with diabetes or something. That just sounds stupid.
You know,
that doesn't even make sense. You don't wake up and all of a sudden the sex is there like your dick got smaller or you
quick.
That sounds stupid.
When this shit happens every fucking day, people stray and cheat for that very reason.
You know what? I disagree with that.
The entire population. I'm not sure.
We appreciate your call, but the cursing is all uncalled for.
All right. What I'm trying to say is, I don't know the gentleman that was just speaking, but I don't think that in any relationship you wake up one morning and you decide, okay, it's not working. I think that, I mean, we're all adults, so it's obvious that when you're in a relationship, there's going to be something that's going to bother you here, bother you there. So to me, I think that you're not going to just wake up one morning and say, oh, you know what, it's just
all
not
right,
working.
No,
I can't do that anymore.
Let
me finish. I think it's deeper than that. You don't just wake up and say something. I think
two people just get bored with each other.
That's all I'm saying. I apologize for the cursing. I didn't think you were going to take me literally, like all of a sudden one day.
What I'm saying is, relationships, people get tired of the sex,
they get tired of the person, and they stray. I didn't mean literally you wake up out the blue. I mean, over time, grow tired of the relationship, and people stray and people cheat. I didn't think y'all was going to take me literally. That's all I'm saying, and it happens in life. That's why people stray, and that's why people cheat, because they're no longer turned on by the man and vice versa.
I disagree with that.
Well, that's for you.
Hey, Shell.
Why do you disagree, Shelly? I want to hear.
Shelly.
I disagree.
Hold up. You know what? Everybody need to get their thoughts together. And in the meantime, we're going to go to another song, Climax by Usher.
Okay, we'll come back. Okay.
The way our words as we reach the climax, we're together now, we're love is the glow that keeps raining down. Where are you now when I need you around? I'm on my knees, but it seems we're going nowhere fast. We've reached the climax. We're together now. Wasn't enough. You get upset. We argue too much. We made a mess of what it used to be love. So why do I care? I care at all.
And so many people get that song so wrong. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, it is what it is.
Okay.
You know what?
Climate.
I'm looking at the time, guys. And I'm going to say Shelly and Rachel. You want to call on everyone for their final thoughts? It's been a, I can't say nothing, but it's been a damn good show.
Rachel, you want to get this first, or you want me to get it? Rachel.
Rachel, you want to call on somebody, sweetie?
Well, I'm going to just say that whoever would like to give a final thought, just let us know, and you can give a final thought, because I don't know exactly who is on the line. I'm going to thank all the callers after, you know, afterwards. But
you
want
to take Elijah first, since he was there first?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get him first. He was the first caller. Get him first.
Okay, my final thoughts is this. First of all, shout out to the hosts. Y'all do a wonderful job, and I love the show. And I
think
I have an idea of...
Thank you.
I think I have an idea of your intention. And the bottom line is, it's all a matter of individual feeling. There was no right or wrong answers, so it's not a...
I agree with that, Elijah. This is Shelly. I agree.
People do different things for different reasons at different times, and, you know, that's the bottom line. There's no right or wrong. But, you know, to each his own.
I agree with that.
I got to say, I totally agree with Elijah, even though I've been going back and forth with him all night just for the sake of argument. A lot of the things you have said, Elijah, I do agree with you. But, I mean, I do. Whatever works for you and your relationship works for you and your relationship. I mean, I don't judge anybody, and I really don't expect people to judge me, but it happens. But very good topic. And again, like I said, whatever works for you and your specific relationship and you and your personal, you know, whatever you got going on is what works for you. And, you know, don't judge other people based on what they do and what they believe in and all of that stuff.
Okay,
LJ.
I'm sorry. Who was the young lady after Selena? The other young lady, are you still there?
I'm calling on LJ right now. Are you still here? Oh,
okay. I'm still here. I was not going to give a final thought. I think everybody else is doing a wonderful job. It's enough of me talking, so I'm enjoying.
Okay, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
And thank you for pressing one. You almost got me written up for bringing you on somebody else's line. So thank you for pressing one.
Sorry about that.
It's okay, honey. Who else would like to give a final thought?
Is Buddha still on here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
You want to give your final thought on this?
I think that the sex in the relationship has to be good or it's splitsville. Right?
Hey.
And and the thing about the babies and anything can happen. It's not like you're looking to have a baby, but anything can happen.
Right.
You know?
That's true.
A lot of us get caught up in babies or having them, and we don't want them.
Right, I agree.
Right, I agree
you know
with you
mean?
On that. 100%.
So it ain't like you protecting yourself. You can do everything in the world to not have a baby,
right.
But anything can happen.
Right.
So whatever her name was,
it's Kia. And I agree
ready.
With you.
Yeah.
It's Kia. And I agree with you, but
yeah.
I agree with you. It's just my view. I was not ready. I'm not ready for a child. And things can happen. And I'm not saying that. I'm just not ready for a child. I agree with everybody. And there's no right or wrong answer. It's just that my thing is I have two older sisters, not putting them on the spot. What they went through, whatever. I just want to do things a different way. I want to go out here and get my do whatever and then think about things. I want to get married and I want kids. I come from a big family. But I'm just not ready for kids right now. I'm not ready for kids right now.
That's your personal thing.
Right, and that's my view. That's why I say for Kia. I don't speak for nobody else. But me, I'm not ready for a child.
Yeah,
I'm going to try to do what I need to do not to get in that situation.
Anything can happen, Mama. Just be prepared.
I never even
said that you're having sex and you're protecting yourself 100%. Like you should, and you should be doing it, absolutely.
Right, and anything can happen, and I agree with that. I agree with that 100%. Anything, we love, you know, we know that in Planned Parenthood, anything can happen. Birth control is not 100% proof. I know that. But I'm saying for me, I'm not ready for a child. I don't want a child yet.
Right.
I've been in a relationship where, yeah, they're ready for a child, but kids not ready for a child.
Somebody was trying to finish. I don't know who it is.
I guess Buddha.
Yeah, all right. But listen, and the thing about this sex thing, you guys got to reinvent yourself. You know what I mean? If you love the guy,
you
just reinvent yourself. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And everything,
mm-hmm.
everything will
sense.
Be fine. If it's love in the relationship, everything will be fine if you guys reinvent
True
yourself.
That.
Keep it spicy.
You know what I mean?
Keep it spicy.
It's always something out there to do. Sex toys, videotapes, whatever
you
want to do, do it. You know
and
what
we
mean?
Appreciate that, Buddha, from you. You
Thank
know,
you, Buddha, baby.
Your input is very positive, you know, and we appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Elena.
Have a good show. Hey, cuz, holla at you more.
Baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Elena.
Yes.
You, go ahead, babe. Your final thought.
She did already.
Okay, Kim.
I did. I gave my final thought. Thank you.
Kim, did you give yours?
No, but my final thought is, I'm sorry, but in my opinion, I just think that the relationship is not going to work if the sex is bad. I think
yeah,
it's not. I think totally if I, I'm sorry. I, that's just my opinion, though. I mean, my opinion. Just saying, I don't think it's gonna work. I know it wouldn't work
right.
for me. I'm just saying.
Right.
It ain't gonna work for nobody.
Right. And you got the own problem. Exactly. At the end of the day, right, Buddha?
And even if that's not true, is your.
I ain't gonna work
for nobody.
Shelly's different, so mine's a little different.
No, but Shelly, we gonna work on you, Shelly. We gonna work on you. I saw what you put up in the forum, girl.
You're the same as everybody else. Don't get it twisted.
You
don't
want to hear what Shelly's saying. Y'all know I need guidance. Buddha, I love you to death. My favorite cousin in the world. Y'all know I need guidance. But what I'm going to say real quick is that just speaking for myself, just like Kia is speaking for herself and everybody else is speaking for their self. Me personally, I have went through a relationship that the sex was not good at all. I chose to stay for different reasons, and so I didn't love him anymore. Then I bounced. So with that being said is that me personally, Shelly's just saying that if you're in a relationship and the sex is not that good, if you can work on other things as basically both of you guys hanging out and all the other kind of stuff, the sex basically could be taught or whatever, but at this point, I was out. And you know what? I asked Santa. I'm going to talk about Santa real quick, and I'm going to let everybody else go. I asked Santa to please help Shelly listen better next year. I'm out.
Okay. All right, Shelly.
And your cousin
Thank you,
help
Shelly.
You too.
Shelly. and look, and Kim's going to help you too, but
oh,
even though you stayed, the kitty wasn't taken care of properly. So therefore... I said, and Kim's going to help you as well, because even though you stayed, the kitty wasn't taken care of properly. And I think that if the kitty was taken care of properly...
It's a distributing factor.
Exactly. Just
Definitely.
Saying, just saying, you know.
I
agree.
Everybody that knows me that's on the line, Shelly needs guidance and help.
We got you.
Happy New Year, guys. I
want
to say that. Happy New Year to each of y'all.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
New Year,
guys.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Peace and love.
Hey, Rachel.
Rachel,
yes.
Your final thought, Mama?
My final thought, to each his own. I would like to thank all the callers. For calling in, Elijah, Selena, LJ, Jeremy, Kia, Buddha from Queens, Picasso, Maine, Sean, Kim, Jermaine, if I miss any names, I want to thank you. I want to thank all the listeners. Next time, press one. Don't be scared. We are here. I want to thank God first and foremost. Thank God first and foremost. I want to thank GQ Palace, the Diva Squad, and all the callers and listeners. Let us get this
over here.
Miss T.
Okay. Yes. I'm just going to say, if it's bad, let's straighten it out, or let's not even bother with it.
Oh,
I want to announce.
Oh, stop.
That we have 6 shows, 5 days a week with 8 different hosts. On Friday, we have Love and Entertainment, 6 to 9, with our very own host, Rich Money. Sunday, Spiritual Sunday, 7 to 9, with Lavina Polite. Monday, Love, Lies, and Loyalty, 7 to 9, Steph Dallas. After that, on Monday, 9 to 10, Relationship, Lies, and Deceit, with Dr. Feelgood. Tuesdays, GPS Sports, 8 to 10 with the mayor. Wednesdays, none other but the Love Fantasy Diva Squad, where we go in from 7 to 9 with your hosts, T, Rachel, and Shelly. You know, and I want to definitely thank God first, because without
I thought
him,
Diva Squad
this
was
wouldn't
8
be
to
possible.
10, Miss T.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Kim. 8
thank
to 10.
Welcome.
8 to 10. First of all, I want to say thank God for allowing us to have this show. And I want to wish everybody a prosperous new year, because without him, you know, none of this would be possible. And I'm sure everybody is going to, you know, enjoy their new year. So many of us don't make it. But in the meantime, in between time, always tune in on Wednesdays, 8 to 10, with the Diva Squad. And we're going to go out with One Step Closer by R. Kelly. I love you guys. Thanks for calling. I love you.
Yeah.
Oh, one step closer.
Girl, I promise, and I'm coming straight home to you, my dear. Whoa. So just make sure you've got that nothing on, and you're waiting for me, baby. You to walk through the door and give it to you, baby. Every way possible, just how you like it, babe. And I'm so thankful for my shining star. So glad I don't have to wonder where you are now. I'm about to get on the elevator, baby, going down. I'm coming home, home, home. One step closer. Going wild right now, baby.
thinking about what I'm gonna do when I get to you. Ooh, 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 ooh. Time must be on our side, cause
must be on.
Baby, so far every light is a green light, yeah. And soon I'll be there, so girl beware. I'm gonna kiss you up and down in between, having your body screaming, yeah. Oh, I'm so thankful for my little shining star. And girl, I'm so glad I don't have to wonder where you are. Baby, you don't have to worry no more, cause soon I'll be coming through the door.
One step closer.
Oh, baby, just one step closer to you.
To you,
baby. And it won't be long. Baby, I'm getting
one step closer.
Just